Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, May the 5th, 552015. What's up with that? 552015. That's an esoteric meaning in today's date, my brothers and my sisters. In line with today's date and in line with everything that we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, I need you to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of information. We are living in the age and the eon right now where everything is going 100 miles an hour. I hope you guys are strapped in and holding on because there is some serious shiznits coming down the pipe. We must get ready for September of 2015. Today's show is the introduction into the new series that starts on Thursday. I think we'll pop it off on Thursday. So Thursday, again, we're going to do it exactly like the last series. Again, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com or just go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $100 donation. Make a $150 donation. Make a $200 donation. $100 covers the audio. $150 covers the audio and the download. $200 covers the audio, the download, and the physical USB or CD. Again, depending on what level you want to invest in this series is going to be a cookie blower. Like the last series, what we talked about, the metaphysics of the new clay, this series we're talking about the Ark of the Covenant and how you are the covenant. You are the technology. Remember, science is promoting metal over men. Science is promoting the mentality over spirituality. Science is promoting the physical ark over the spiritual ark. You are the ark, the covenant. Now, remember, the definition of the word ark means something that provides protection, preservation, and safety. How to be the ark? You must be the ark before September of 2015. Let me say that again. You must be the ark. You can read about it. You can write about it. You can wonder about it. You have to be the mental equivalent of the spiritual ark. The word ark, again, is something that provides protection, something that provides preservation, something that provides safety. Ark of the covenant. The word covenant means cortex. So we're talking about the protection, the preservation, and the safety that is a result of the neocortex. The word covenant, again, means cortex. We must understand that this is a esoteric. We have a metaphysical God. We have a creator that not only has an outside meaning for the general public, but also he pulls his disciples, which I hope and pray you are one of, to the side, and he establishes his laws. He hasn't written on tablets of stone any longer. Inside of the Ark of the Covenant is two tablets of stone, but he hasn't written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. If you don't understand, when September comes, you're going to believe the hype. You're not going to understand what we talked about yesterday with Yom Kippur, with the year of Jubilee, with the Jewish Shemit, the 49, the 7 times 7, the 50th year, the Jubilee year. This is what September is. September is also the Day of Atonement. September also, my brothers and my sisters, is the day of the destroyer. It is the sixth seal. It is Apollyon. It is Abaddon. All of this is culminating and coming together on September. You must go within. You must understand that Jesus is the door. The door is attached to walls. The wall is the law. Walls separate and divide. Can you see through the walls of my home? I have a door that is attached to the walls of my home. The walls provide protection, preservation, and safety. Yahushua is the law. He's the wall. He is connected to the Father, who's the generator. He's the Pitar. The house has a ceiling. The ceiling is the healing. If you don't understand, my brothers, you can't build the ark. Now, what is the cookie blower that everybody must understand is the difference between the great tribulation and the wrath of God. One happens during the first 3 years, 3.5 years. The other happens during the second 3.5 years. But everybody says they're the same. No, they're not. The wrath of God and the tribulation of Satan, or the great tribulation, is two different things. But we must understand. This is what this is why this series is so important for you and your family. Because when this stuff pops off in September, when the financial rug is pulled out from under you, you're going to take a deep breath in. Or you're going to breathe out. And you're not going to realize how to get balanced and be centered inside of the ark of your house. And if you're not careful, you will find yourself divorced from God. The word divorce, D, means two or divide or divinity. Voice means vortex. The word divorce means you are dividing a vortex, scalar technology. So when two men come together, a man and a woman come together, the Bible says that they should weave and cleave. They become one. So when you have a divorce, you separate a vortex. That is what is going on in September, the separating from the wheat from the tare, a separating of the vortex. You must overstand, otherwise you will not be centered. And the door, the law, the ceiling, the walls will come crumbling, crashing, or come crumbling down. Because what is an ark? What is the Ark of the Covenant? The Ark of the Covenant was a capacitor that provided an electrical shock to kill or to awaken. Let's overstand. The Ark of the Covenant, my brothers, was only touched or controlled by the Levites, the priest. So the Ark of the Covenant, again, the physical Ark, all has an exoteric outside meaning. So notice who could touch it. Only the priest. The priest means representative. So let me ask you a question, brother. Let me ask you a question, sister. Are you a representative? Are you a representative for God? Are you someone who over, under, understand? Have you been called? Have you been equipped? Have you been justified? What is September 15? September of 2015 is the year of atonement. It is Yom Kippur. It is the 70 weeks, or 7 times 7, which gives us 49. So every 49 years, after the 49th year is the 50th year. That's when everybody's debts are waived. The land is returned back to its owner. All debts are forgiven. Or the opposite. It's either very good or very bad, depending on whose representative you are. Now, during the Ark of the Covenant, there was orders given that only the Levites were to escort and to understand the Ark, because the Ark, again, was only handled by certain people who were part of the initiates. They were part of the priesthood. They understood that the Ark was symbolic, and the Ark represents the transmutation of the soul, or the transmutation of someone being unworthy to being worthy. If you wasn't worthy, you got shocked and you died. If you was worthy, you got shocked and you was awakened out of your sleep. What's happening in September? You're going to die spiritually, or you're going to be awakened spiritually, depending on how you handle the Ark. So we must understand, my brothers and sisters, this series is profound. Because the average Joe, there is so much information out there. There are so many people talking about so much different stuff. Man, if you guys will get caught up in this stuff, and you're going to be oscillating and vibrating in fear. But I cannot find, I don't know, I have a hard time, brothers and sisters. I have a very, very difficult time understanding why believers who should be knowers operate in fear. When my Bible tells me specifically that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me power, he's given me love, he's given me a sound mind. So if God did not give me fear, who gave it to me? Why do you live 1 second of one day in fear? So September, martial law is coming up, who cares? So financial disaster is coming, so what? Chemtrails in the air, what else you got? I don't give a rip what they throw about you. Put a bullet in my head, thank you. I'm going to a better place. See, brothers and sisters, this whole fear thing is of Lucifer. This is not of God. And so if you don't understand how to build your ark, because, again, we must understand what the ark represents. You can't build an ark. You got to be it. You are the ark. You are the cortex, because you have a neo-one cortex, protection, preservation, and safety. And so the Ark of the Covenant, my brothers and sisters, represents something that is profound. Another thing that the Ark does, the Ark is a device that was given to leaders to establish authority over his people. Let's overstand. Let me say it again. See, I don't train, I don't work with, I don't hang out with followers. I hang out with disciples. I hang out with leaders. I hang out with joint heirs. I hang out with royal priests. I hang out with holy nations. I hang out with the sons and daughters of God, not men. And so if you don't fall into that category, no disrespect, but we can't be friends. Because I'm on a different level. I'm on a different frequency. I'm on a different vibe. I put on the mind of Christ, not the mind of this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm not friends with this world. I'm not attached to this world. I don't care about this world, contrary to popular belief. So therefore, I don't have a lot of friends, because, again, everybody else is, they're trying to live their best life now. But you see, Moses understood something that I hope you understood. Yahushua understood something that I hope you understood. Moses had technology. Yahushua was the technology. Let's overstand. Moses needs to put a serpent on a stick. Yahushua was the serpent on the stick, if you want to use that analogy. Moses needed the ark. Yahushua was the ark. Let's overstand. Are you going to follow Moses, the law, or are you going to follow Yahushua, the personification of the law? So Yahushua embodied the law. Moses represented or carried the law. Moses had 10 commandments of stone. Yahushua wrote those 10 commandments in your heart. So you don't need a gadget. You don't need technology. You don't need weapons. You don't need that. Can you have all that? Sure. You don't have to go and pray for a miracle. You are the miracle. You are the technology. This is what the Egyptians understood, and this is why you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater, because the priest of Isis, the Egyptians, they understood the rays of the ark. Now, you do understand that the Ark of the Covenant came from Egypt. We do understand that, right? There is a book that we're going to break down. I'm going to break down in this series called The Perfect Mind. In this book, again, is a Nag Hammadi text book. It was an ancient text that was found that has no Jewish or no Christian reference. In this text, it's a cookie blower, because the Ark of the Covenant released an electrical shock or lightning. So inside of this ancient text, it talks about the context of the word lightning. And in this text, it says something that lightning, like wisdom, it's like it has a feminine principle. So lightning or thunder is a feminine word in Greek as well as in French. So lightning is not necessarily a thing. A lightning is a flash that provides enlightenment. Let's understand. Lightning, electricity, the thing that the Ark of the Covenant emits is an electrical pulse, a frequency, a wave, a vibration. So the Ark of the Code, the Ark of the Covenant, when you touched it, it killed you or it awakened you because of the lightning. So inside of this text, the ancient Egyptians knew that lightning personified or represented a feminine expression or the goddess of wisdom. And so if you can wrap your brain around this document, because it's not Egyptian, it's not Hebrew, it's not even Greek, this ancient text was written before those times. Now, this talks about something that's called the Isis of the Egyptians that represents the lightning god. Now, inside of the Egyptian Book of the Dead, it says, "I am lightning, making the perfect mind. I send power to those who come to me. Do not ignore me, you Greeks, armed with your new beliefs, for I am the first and the last, the great goddess, and the most humble of your servants, for I am the one who is honored in the old religions, the one who is despised in the new Greek religions. I am the one who is sterile because of enlightenment. It is not transmitted by heredity and by numerous sons or by sons, because I have awakened many." Then it continues, "You who have known me, ignore me, because awakening is no more fashionable among the Greeks. And you Greeks who ignore me, know me, get from me your enlightenment. Do not be arrogant with me when I am banished from the earth, when the old religion declines. Isis does not despise the perfect mind. I am a sinner when my flesh takes life. I am holy when my flesh gives life. I am the wife when I join the insider. I am the virgin when no man owns me." Now, inside of this ancient text, what I just read, brothers and sisters, is a cookie blower. Whether you believe this ancient text and these other stuff, again, is irrelevant. The proof is in the pudding. What I just read said that the Greeks took something from an old religion and they reshaped it and said it was theirs. So they are ignoring something that they fashion. And it says, you Greeks, be careful. You are ignoring me. It says that my enlightenment either, one, kills, it takes life, or two, brings enlightenment. What's going to happen in September? You're going to end up in a pine box, one of those plastic coffins that they got hanging out, or in a FEMA camp somewhere, or you're going to overstand, and you're going to be enlightenment. You're going to be enlightened, and you'll always be one step ahead. The destroyer comes, you're going to paint the blood over your doorpost. So the destroyer, when it comes, just like, now you do know the destroyer inside of the Old Testament was called the death angel. The word destroyer means Nibiru. The word Nibiru means 12th planet. So everything that everybody's talking about that's coming on the earth, why do you think all of the elite are going underground during September? Why do you think the French president is on YouTube talking to John Kerry saying that there is going to be a climate catastrophe in September? Because them knuckleheads know what's coming. Now, I taught this 3 years ago. It's still available here on Blog Talk. The title of that message was called Nibiru, the 12th planet, the destroyer. So the death angel is coming again, just like it did in the Old Testament. And unless you got the blood over your doorpost, unless you've activated the Ark of the Covenant, and you are part of, again, the word covenant, protection, preservation, safety. If you don't understand it, you're going to do what the Greeks did. You're going to take this and you're going to say, I don't need this. This is all mine. You see, all the world's power, all of the world's power comes from knowledge. So even the power, knowledge of the angels is based upon the word of God. Because, again, we're talking about the son of lightning. And so once we understand the truth, and I'm going to break all of this down in this series, because what has happened, my brothers and sisters, excuse me, what has happened is somebody has stolen. The devil has transformed himself into lightning. But he ain't lightning. And so what Yahushua is saying that most people miss is that the missing years of Jesus Christ, where did he go? From the age of 18 to 30, he poof, disappeared. It's not inside of the Helios Biblius. There's another ancient book called Jesus the Egyptian. I would not advise you to read that book. It'll blow your cookies. But in this book, it talks about the high power capacitor that provided what is called waveform duality. It is a device that uses gamma rays. It is set up on a frequency amplifier, and this wave transmutes the human brain, triggering spiritual understanding, or it triggers the lost powers. Now, again, I'm going to break all this down into a series. This is the introduction. Now, you should be asking yourself the same thing that I ask myself. So if I build the Ark of the Covenant, now remember, the Ark of the Covenant, back in the old days, you walked up to it. If that Ark wasn't grounded, if you wasn't a priest, if you wasn't part of the Levite priesthood, if you didn't have, why did the Levite priesthood have on this dress that had all of these, the 12 stones on it? You know those 12 stones were conductors. So when electricity hit them, it went through the breastplate. But if you didn't have that breastplate on, guess what happened to you? You got fried. So the Levites overstood. Ark was a capacitor that it transmitted this enormous gamma rays, which is the most destructive. And it basically fried your brain. Or it triggered your lost powers. Now, the cookie blower, which we're going to break down, is these lost powers. Now, we call it the sixth sense, but there are, actually, if you look at the ancient text, and we're going to break all of this stuff down, every sender had a receiver. So every one of the five organs, those are receivers. But what are the sending organs? So there are 10 senses, not five. And there is a 11th sense. Because, again, the kingdom of God is within. So if I give you love, I'm in love with you, right? And if I love you, I'm sending energy to you. So if I love you, I'm sending energy to you. But do I get any energy back from you? Let's say I love you, but you don't love me. So I'm sending energy, I'm sending energy. Pretty soon I'm going to be depleted. So why is sex so dangerous? So what happens when you have sex? I don't know if you understand, the sex means six. Now, I did the show, sex, sex, sex equals 666. It's here on Blog Talk for free. I highly, highly recommend that you listen to it if you haven't listened to it. Now, when a man has sex, he plants a seed inside the woman. Semen. Now, do you know any farmer who plants a seed that he doesn't want to crop, that he doesn't want to grow? Anybody? Anybody. Have you ever seen, I've never met a farmer who plants a seed and say, do not grow. But yet men, we'll go have sex with women, we'll plant our seed inside their uterus, and we hope and pray that they don't get pregnant. So why are you planting seeds, brothers, if you don't want no tree, if you don't want no fruit? If you don't want no fetus that wants to feed us, the fetus feeds us. Feed us. But we don't understand, so what we are doing is we are planting without planning. There are many people who plant with no plan. I used to be one of them knuckleheads. I didn't understand my power. So I was an irresponsible planner because I had no plan. No planning, no plant. No planting. So brothers, when you plant a seed in a woman, there's an energy exchange going on. She's stealing your chi. If you are planting a seed with no intent of that tree. And so what is happening is the ark is being depleted. So you can, now loving is just, love is the in, it's like breathing. When you breathe in and out, you breathe in and you breathe out. That's what should be happening. That's the sexual act. When you go in and out of a woman, that should be an exchange. But if you're having sex with somebody who don't love you, she's taking. She ain't giving nothing back. You are taking her energy as well. There is no exchange. The law, one of the laws is the law of equivalence of exchange. That's the law of alchemy. That means that you must give something of equal value. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give to your bosom. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is that understanding. So the reason most people are poor is they're giving something that's not of equal value. So you produce a product, you make that product, you give it to me, it has no value. So you're a taker, therefore you violate a universal spiritual law. By law, you can't receive a dime. That's why I always make sure that I give more in use value than I receive. So I'm doing this show right now for free. So I've done 2,000 free shows, brothers. 2,000 free shows, sisters. Why? Because I always want to make sure I give more than I receive. So the cost of this, again, is $100 for just the audio to listen live. It's $150 to listen live and receive the download at the conclusion of the series. It's $200 to see, to listen live, to receive the download, and to receive a physical copy. I understand it's a lot of money, but I put in a lot of work. Because what I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, I haven't heard taught anywhere. I haven't heard taught the 11. Why 11? Why 11? You know the word, the number 11? There's a brother, Brother Zach. He's he has the number 11 in his life path twice. 11, 11. His wife has number 11 in her numbers three times. 11, 11, 11. Add those up, you get 33. Add his up, you get 22. 11 is the number of intuition. Now, the word intuition has the word tuition in it. So you got to pay tuition to get intuition. That's the sixth sense. That's the 10 senses or the 11 senses that was lost. So when you activate or when you build the ark, you activate all 10 or 11 of your senses. So now the transmitter is the entire body. So now you are a capacitor. So you send out an electrical pulse. So when people walk by you, you shock people. You shock them into reality or you kill them. Now, is it a physical? No, spiritual. So when you overstand and you become the Ark of the Covenant, you are the Ark of the Cortex. Your neocortex, now you be spitting knowledge. And when you say stuff, it shocks people. Why? You built your Ark. You're not walking around here talking about, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, no. We already know that. Let's go on. According to Hebrews 6:1. So this dude posted my Facebook that Jesus is Lord. Yeah, you think? What else you got? That's what most people are stuck. Most people are stuck on stupid. They haven't activated. They don't have the salve that results in the salvage. Now, to use this inner healing capacitor, you have to manage and control your heart rate or your heart chakra. Because the heart, again, represents the part of the body that emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So when you activate and you build the Ark, you are a dangerous person. Because if you go on and you say stuff to people, you will spiritually destroy them. You can't just go around and be saying stuff. You just can't be posting anything on Facebook because you're going to be hurting people. Because your knowledge cuts so deep, people don't understand. So when you activate, when you become the Ark, now you become like a priest. But you got to be careful because you must avoid unplanned electrical shocks. You must avoid unplanned planting. You just can't go have sex with anybody. You're going to mess up their spirit. You just can't go on Facebook and just drop knowledge because people don't understand. You're going to shock them, and you're going to hurt people. So you got to be a priest. The most dangerous. Do you know why I don't just come out and say what I know? Remember the Matrix? They said that you just can't unplug somebody. If you unplug them, you'll kill them. So, brothers, you got to be a responsible creator. You got to deter the power of your electrical shocks. You just can't go and just drop knowledge because what you are doing, you are launching weapons that hurt instead of heal. Because you know too much, but other people don't, and you going around and you speaking to the general public about esoteric knowledge that is too deep, you are launching ray weapons. These are rays of light that shock people's theology, and people going to go back, they're going to be hurt. They're going to be like me. They will be suicidal because of something you said. You can't go and just destroy somebody's belief system, and you're not going to sit around to nurture and disciple them. So you go and you drop knowledge on somebody that you've never seen before, and you leave. You just killed that person. God's going to hold you responsible. It's very dangerous, brothers, very dangerous, sisters, because you know knowledge don't mean that you spit knowledge. Just because you got an understanding of what I'm discussing today, that doesn't mean that you go around and you use your ability to awaken people that are asleep. You can't unless they ask. Just don't drop knowledge to be dropping it. You can't do that. You are irresponsible. You can't go and just have sex with anybody because you're planting seeds without planning. You mean to tell me you're going to put a seed in the ground and you don't want it to grow? Do you know that gold is the most conductive metal? The Ark of the Covenant was made by, it had two gold cherubims, but it was encapsulated by wood because wood is an insulator for the gold that promotes the electricity. Why were there two cherubs placed at the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve was kicked out of the garden? So that that way they would provide an electrical shock to them and kill them if they try to get back. Why? Do you know that God is like a supreme engineer? So the cosmogrator is a manipulator of God's engineering system. So you are entrusted with a press. Brothers, you are a royal priest. The Bible says it. Oh, man, you guys have to get this serious. We are royal priests. We are a holy nation. We are set aside, we are sanctified, and we are justified for such a time as this. In this series, again, I'm going to try to keep it to, we'll do 1 hour a day for 7 days. We're starting on Thursday, so please email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com or simply go to the website, make a $100 donation, audio only. Make a $150 donation, audio and download, so you can listen to it later. Make a $200 donation, audio, download, and physical CD or USB that I can mail to you. You can just plug it into your computer, laptop, and into your automobile. You can listen to this message. This message you're going to want to play in September. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. When September hits and stuff start popping off, or stuff don't pop off, because, again, the revolution is not televised. I don't know if you guys know that or not. So everything that they're promoting, that's a smoke screen. Because they're trying to get you to look left because something is going on over here on the right. So when they yell martial law, you might want to look because something else is coming down the pipe. Whatever they're yelling, look in the opposite direction. Somebody's trying to stick you in the back. My brothers and my sisters, please join me for this. Let family, friends know this series, How to Be the Ark of the Covenant. How to be the Ark of the Cortex. How to use your mental capacity, your neocortex, to provide protection, preservation, and safety for you and your family. My brothers and my sisters, God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. Everything. It's important that we understand that we are electrical capacitors. That is what you are. Before batteries and before electrical lamps, before electricity became again known, all of the ancients knew how to generate electricity without batteries. But now you are a walking, talking vote. You have joules that they call them. You provide, but our votes, V-O-L-T-S, has been exchanged for our vote, V-O-T-E. So now, in exchange for your right to vote, you have given up your voltage, and you're grounded, and so you don't have free energy. You see, free energy has no interest. It can't be controlled. Free energy, my brothers and sisters, how did Tesla pull energy out of thin air? Oh, we're going to break it all down when we break down the source of all lightning, the Ark of the Covenant, and the God of that Ark, whose you are. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com @gmail.com. I'll go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Make that $100, $150, or the $200 donation so I can email you the information, and we will get this series started on Thursday at noon. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I mean, he will never ever leave you or forsake you. And as always, my brothers and my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornbeat.
Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you, should come over. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me coming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you, should come over. I'm greatness in the making, I ain't faking, I'm a soldier. In life you better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like it's Folgers. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah.